Today is day three of confirmation hearings for Colorado Judge Neil Gorsuch, President Trump's pick to succeed the late Justice Scalia on the Supreme Court. Gorsuch answered questions before the Senate Judiciary Committee yesterday for nearly 12 hours. Today is scheduled to be his last day of questioning. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham seems already in favor.
I intend to vote for you for the same reasons that are articulated for Sotomayor and Kagan in terms of your qualifications. I intend to vote for you because I think you represent a conservative view of how to be a judge. I'm excited about that. I think President Trump, with all of his problems and all of his mistakes, chose wisely when it came to this man.
Emily Bazelon is a staff writer at the New York Times Magazine and a fellow at Yale Law School. Emily, it didn't seem that today there were moments like yesterday when Senator Franken asked how could Gorsuch as lower court judge have ruled in favor of a company that fired a guy who left one of their trucks rather than freeze. Very dramatic moment. Doesn't seem like today had those.
Right. It was a less confrontational day in some ways, although there are still some senators who are really trying to push Gorsuch to give clear answers. Feinstein was taking that tack this morning. And so I think what you're seeing here is the Democrats figure out if there is some way to catch him off balance or just present a picture of someone who is not giving clear enough, definitive enough answers.
Well, let's listen to a little of Dianne Feinstein. We know that Gorsuch is an original, meaning he interprets the Constitution to mean what it meant at the time it was adopted rather than as a living, changing document. And here's Democratic Senator Dianne Feinstein asking about that.
The law has finally progressed that we now have the right to vote. That took a long time. We are still fighting for equal pay, for equal work, and it goes on and on. And as women take their place in the workplace, in society, we could have had a woman as president, perhaps. Life changes. And the originalism that the days when the Constitution was written project to me don't bring somebody forward, they bring them backward.
And she went on to ask Gorsuch if he understands her concerns. He said yes.
And no one is looking to return us to horse and buggy days. We're trying to interpret the law faithfully, taking principles that are enduring in a Constitution that was meant to last ages, and apply it and interpret it to today's problems, to today's problems.
And Emily Bazelon, what are people getting at? Do we know of any cases that he's ruled in where Dianne Feinstein would worry about how he ruled when it came to women's rights?
Yes. I mean, we know that he ruled against requiring employers to provide contraception to women, to female employees, not to provide it directly, but to make birth control coverage part of health insurance plans. So I think that's an indicator about women's issues that Feinstein would be concerned about.
Well, another big thing that came up both yesterday and today is his position on the value of enhanced interrogation, waterboarding, torture under the George W. Bush administration. He was a senior member of the Department of Justice under George Bush. And I believe he signed a paper then that Dianne Feinstein asked him about, a questionnaire about whether CIA torture yields intelligence. He scribbled yes. Most analysts say no. What did he say when she asked about that?
Well, he is saying that that was part of his job at the Department of Justice at the time, that he was a lawyer merely reflecting the views of the Bush administration, not really providing his own views. And you can see that as a dodge, because lawyers usually, when you're a top official in the Justice Department, you're agreeing to work on policies that you would support as a member of the administration. On the other hand, it is true that lawyers sometimes make legal arguments or kind of push for frameworks within a particular context from within the government that they wouldn't necessarily do as a judge. So it's not a sort of completely clear signal about how Gorsuch would rule from the bench.
I want to get this in. Rhode Island Democratic Senator Sheldon Whitehouse asked Gorsuch intensely about dark money in politics. You know, you can't trace it. He asked if Gorsuch would reconsider the Citizens United ruling, to which Gorsuch replied, as he has to many things, he'd look into it, and then added this.
The last thing I want to say is I'm distressed to hear you think that judges or the Supreme Court is an organ of a party. That to me is just, I know you feel that way. And that distresses me.
It distresses me, too.
And I just don't...
Quite a lot.
I just don't see judging that way. And I don't see our rule of law that way. I don't see Republican judges, and I don't see Democrat judges. I see judges. And Senator... I think the rule of law in this country works.
Emily, real quick, we just have a couple seconds. There are Democrats saying that the whole process should be held up while the FBI investigates the Trump administration. Did that come up today?
I don't think that came up directly today. And I think, you know, more broadly, the Democrats and the Republicans have this nomination in front of them right now. So the question is, what are they going to do with it?
It seems pretty clear that he's probably going to be voted in. We'll see. Emily Bazelon, staff writer at The New York Times and a fellow at Yale. Thank you.
Thanks so much.